Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph, Shabbos 71. And on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the position of Rabbi Reish Lakish in the name of Bar Tutni. And in that context, Rav Huna comes along and gives us a teaching to explain Reish Lakish's position that if a person ate, could go and eat two, a half of an olive of a non-kosher food, which he would be liable for, and then he learned about it, and then he ate another half of an olive of that same thing. And we know that in order to be liable, you need to eat an entire olive size. So what is the case under those circumstances? Says Rav Huna, kagon shehaisel yadia b'intayim, meaning to say that a person ate two halves of an olive of a prohibited food, but he learned in between about that he had eaten the first half. And we're going to follow the position of Rabbi Gamliel, who says, en yedia l'chatzi shir, that the knowledge in between does not separate the first half from the second half of the olive. And we don't say that just like if you would eat two separate olives, portions of food, that if you understand in between that you ate something non-kosher, that you would have to bring one chatas, one sin offering for the first item that you ate non-kosher, and then a second one for the second olive, a second sin offering for the second olive size amount of food. So too, we don't say that if you have two halves of a food and there's knowledge in between them, that we don't combine them, and therefore that you wouldn't bring one sin offering. But says Rav Huna, in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, the fact that we know after he ate the first half of an olive is not considered like a knowledge, like you had knowledge of your act to cause them to be separated. And so therefore, we would say that since you only ate a half olive to begin with, we combine the two half olives, even though you had knowledge in between, and we say now you have to bring one sin offering. This position of Rav Huna was cited by the Reishis Bikurim as an explanation for the Taz adopting the following position. And so, as a background to this, the Rambam writes in Laws of Brachos, Chapter 1, Law 19, that whoever eats something that is prohibited, whether they do this accidentally or intentionally, you do not recite a blessing either beforehand or afterwards. So if a person ate something, for example, that was untithed food, the person does not make a blessing on this food. Or if a person would eat an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly or drink a prohibited wine, the person doesn't make a blessing on their food, not before, not after. The person eats the pork, the person does not recite a blessing on it. However, the Ravid argues with the Rambam, and the Ravid writes that it's, when do we say we should make a bracha? What it means you don't make a blessing, it just means you don't make a zimun on it. You don't do the full Birkas Hamazon, meaning to say that you don't gather people together to make the blessing. However, to say a blessing beforehand, why shouldn't you? You benefited from the food, and say a blessing afterwards, why shouldn't you? You benefited. So that's the position of the Ravid arguing with the Rambam about that point. And the Taz writes that the dispute, the Taz, Reb David Alevi, writing in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, says in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav Sifka and Alf, writes that the dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid really is only about a person who eats accidentally. That according to the Ravid, he has to recite the Birkat HaMazon, the blessing, after the fact, because he benefited. And according to the Rambam, he's going to be exempt. However, if a person ate it intentionally, then the Ravid would admit that he doesn't make a blessing, because that's not a, if you're going to eat the food intentionally, the pork intentionally, that's not a blessing. By saying a bracha on the food and then eating the non-kosher food, that's cursing God. That's not blessing. And for this reason, why does the Rambam say you're exempt if you eat it accidentally? So the Taz says that the reason is because it's not considered eating at all. And it's similar to a different law in Shulchan Aruch. We learn that someone who sells his friend meat, and the person eats the meat, and then he finds out, even though he benefited from the meat, he then finds out, oh, you sold me non-kosher meat, that the person who sold him the meat has to return the money that he got for it. Why? The person benefited. Because we say, no, that's not a benefit. You cause the person so much distress by causing them to eat this non-kosher food. He's distressed by the fact that he has this non-kosher kosher food in his stomach. And so therefore, under those circumstances, you would need to return the money to the person, even though he actually had some benefit from eating the non-kosher food. And so too, with respect to this blessing, that for sure, the Rambam would say that it's considered like you didn't eat at all, and so therefore, you don't need to make a blessing. And so the Reishis Bikurim explains this position of the Taz, that even though that a person ate accidentally, that he's going to be considered, even though he has some benefit, nevertheless, since now he's in distress, it's considered like he didn't benefit. It's like the food was really destroyed within his stomach, and so therefore he can't make a bracha. So he questions him from our sugya, because our sugya shows that even after the person ate this food and he found out about it, it's not considered like it wasn't benefited. It's like it's considered still be there. And then we were able to combine it with the second half of the food that he ate, because we don't say like it's gone from his stomach and it wasn't eating at all once he knew about it. So that's what the Reishis Bikurim wants to challenge the Taz. And he asked the question on Reish Lakish on this basis. And his conclusion is that even Reish Lakish himself wasn't saying this. Reish Lakish was saying it only in the name of this Bar Tutni, but he himself doesn't agree with that position. And so therefore, that's the whole concept of the both the Rambam and the Ravid would agree, according to the Taz, that you don't make the blessing beforehand, and it's only afterwards whether or not you make the blessing that the Rambam would say that you're exempt from it, and the Ravid would say you're liable to make that blessing.